All right, Zach Osborne, please stop blowing that out so you can do media interviews. Please. Thank you. Hey, scary crash for you. You got up, you ran your bike, everything was good, but man, that could have been a good one.
Yeah, I feel like I came in with a tiny little thumb injury, and I feel like if I had been full power, I wouldn't have gotten as out of shape. It got wild.
Yeah.
But I was able to get up quick, and my bike was kind of in the fence, and it came out as soon as I started it. So
yeah.
I was really fortunate to only lose one position and be rather unscathed.
How was the thumb today? We talked before the day. I don't know if you were underplaying it. How was it?
No, I mean, it's obviously sore, mm-hmm. Black and blue.
Yeah.
Definitely not ideal for this track.
Yeah.
But it was sore in the second moto, to be honest. First moto wasn't that bad. I tried to kind of save it in practice as much as I could. And then, when I went down, luckily didn't hit it, so it wasn't too bad. But I feel like I really let one get away from me there in the first moto with that little tip over, and then definitely a podium in the second one, you know. But it is what it is, and sort of 2 points from where I was at this point last year, and happy to kind of be walking away. This is the one that I look at every year, and I'm like, oh, man.
You and a lot of other guys.
Please just get out of there, you know, relatively safe and in a good position.
Look, everybody is gonna say this, but for reals, before you tipped over in the first moto, like, were you making a run? Were you, hey, I think about four laps left, maybe something.
I think there was three to go, and obviously I had caught him, you know, from 3 or 4 seconds back, and I definitely wasn't like, oh yeah, this is where I'm gonna pass him, and it's gonna happen as soon as we get there, because there wasn't a whole lot of passing to be done, I don't feel like, even though in the second moto he made it work no problem. So
but there was a bit of a plan to, hey, go after this guy.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of going after him the whole time, but then he started to kind of make some mistakes and come to me a little bit, and I was catching him a little bit. So we were just kind of, you know, cat and mouse there for a little while, but then I finally got close to him and then pitched it away.
Big debate this morning with Fox and Fly talking about you. I was involved in this. There was yelling and screaming, breach of contracts. What's going on, Osborne?
Fly racing.
Okay, Fly racing, best gear out there?
Best gear out there.
Right. All right, no, I'm kidding. It was fine, but it was funny. All right, so yeah, red plate, the tied with Plessinger, you'll take it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you had told me 2-5 on Tuesday afternoon, I would have been like, where do I sign and how much?
Like with a thumb, you mean?
Oh, yeah. Where do I sign and how much do I pay? But I feel pretty good about it. I mean, yeah, obviously it's not ideal. I wish I would have not thrown away that podium, but yeah, it is what it is.
All right, cool. Hey, your wife told me the best chocolate in the world is from Australia. And I'm like, Switzerland, Brittany, anyone?
She's pretty sold on this thing they have in Australia that's like, it's like a milk chocolate, and then it has like these gummies in it that are like fruit, and it's really weird but pretty good. But then we found one in England that was similar, but
it's Cadbury, isn't it?
It's Cadbury, yeah. But Australian Cadbury and British Cadbury are very different.
All right, sorry, we already talked too long. All right, thanks, buddy. Later.